Well, I was going to give you a little bit of an insight to the Outsider Festival, which was last week in Scotland. But Diane is hoarse and ill, and she's been rolling around in the mud, and she can't speak. She was listening to bands, she was drinking beer, and she's suffering. And I have to say, it entirely serves her right. But we're having a laugh about some of the other bands we'd seen over the years, and I asked her what her first band was, and I think she confessed it was Slick. Remember with Midge? Mine was worse. Mine was Gary Glitter. I know, don't tell me about it. I remember being, it was at the music hall in Aberdeen, and he actually fell off the stage, off his silly platform boots, and broke his ankle. I have to say, if I saw him now, I'd push him over and make sure he broke more than his ankle, but there we are. And then I think we kind of go through it all. I went to see Judas Priest. Remember them? They were a horrendously heavy rock band. And I was right at the front, and it got so hot that I almost fainted. So they pushed me up onto the stage so that I could, get my breath back. And the band helped me off the side of the stage. That was stylish. Mind you, going to see Judas Priest, what do you expect? Various rock bands. I think the only rock festival I went to was Glastonbury. And that was a long time ago now. But it was pouring with rain, there was thunder and lightning, and it was absolutely awful weather. But we sat there in the middle of this thunderstorm watching The Cure live, and it was an amazing experience. And despite the wet and the rain, the mud and everything else that these things threw at you, it was a tremendous, tremendous weekend. And I remember it like it was yesterday, which may be why I am taking the plunge and going back onto the Rock Festival route. I'm going to the V2 Festival in August, which has got some brilliant bands, The Killers and all sorts playing. And that's down outside London, and I'm very much looking forward to it, and more prepared now with, tents, thermal underwear, waterproof everything's, hopefully some Nurofen and a five-star hotel and a taxi on speed dial. But we've got some great tickets, and we're getting into this wee tent where all the bands do a little VIP sort of session. So I'm hoping to get quite a lot of interviews for this here podcast, and I'll let you an insight into all the rock stars of the moment. But anyway, I'm going to go off now and check that Diane, little Dynamite, still alive, because she's feeling not too good, bless her. But I will report back. Bye.